I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Got to go
but
away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop in.
You know, I guess this is the last broadcast we'll have before Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas. So,
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Absolutely. And keep those tender plants warm as possible.
Right.
Because, baby, it's cold outside.
So we have not got our Christmas tree yet. That's something I'm going to pick up on the way home. Somebody said there's not any left in the valley. I find that hard to believe.
I was at the Whitfields in Gilbert yesterday, and they have a beautiful selection.
So I have to go to Gilbert?
Well, you know what? They had some beautiful trees, I'm sure. There's others out there, but it's not exactly on your way home.
No, I figured there had to be something, but we were traveling last week, and so we thought, well, there's no point to put up a tree, and we didn't want a dead tree inside the house while we're not there watering it.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have a very short window here of our Christmas tree, but for somebody that's had the tree up since Thanksgiving, and that's a lot of family traditions as you put it up after Thanksgiving or shortly thereafter. Tree's already pretty brittle. You touch it, needles are going to fall off. I mean, we've got as much water as you could possibly put in, but a lot of times at that point, it doesn't even take water anymore. It's that
right.
That dead.
Yeah. And there's just not much you can do. Just be careful. and get it take it down the day after Christmas. You know, if it's all about water, you know, keeping them wet. You take, you know, when you buy the tree, make them give it a fresh cut, take it right home and get it in water again. Even if you're not putting it up, put it in a bucket of water, get it in the shade, keep it cool and wet. And once you get it in the house, make sure that stand never runs out of water. And then don't put it next to the fireplace or next to where the heater registers blowing on it, or in a drafty place. Keep it in a, you know, as cool a place in the house. I wouldn't put it in front of a big window or the sun is beating through the window on it. You know, give it a chance. I mean, it's dead. It's been cut. It is going to die. It's going to dry up. So you're just trying to prolong that as long as you can.
Now, what about other holiday plants? I know poinsettias. Is that something popular all over the country, or is that just an Arizona thing?
No, it's all over the country. It's Europe. It's pretty much worldwide. It's recognized as a symbol of Christmas, and so it's certainly not here, just here. Poinsettias have really evolved over the years into lots of different shapes and colors, and you know, even the different blooms. There's some that have curly bloom, or they're really not blooms, sorry, the colored leaves are all like in a snowball looking like a hydrangea, if you know what that looks like. So they even do some fancy painting on them and putting glitter and stuff like that on them. So you can get pretty creative with them.
And somebody once told me they were poisonous. I thought, well, I don't know. I've had them inside the house every year as long as I can remember, and I haven't. I don't eat them, so.
You know, technically they're you know, in that family of plants, the euphorbias, that have a milky sap, and that milky sap can be an irritant. It could make you sick if you ingested enough of it. You certainly don't want to wipe it in your eyes or get it in places like that. I don't know that there's ever been anybody die from eating a pie. You probably have to eat 10 of them or something. I don't know. But
and why you would eat one
with. It can't taste good. You know, oleander's a big deal. Oleanders are definitely poisonous, but I've put oleander in my mouth just to try it, and I cannot imagine how you could stand to eat enough of that. It is the most awful thing in the world. So that's usually the case with most of those things. You'd have to almost go out of your way, or it'd have to get blended in or mixed in with something else, before you could do it. So I guess technically it is probably toxic. But I wouldn't worry too much about it unless you got a pet that just loves to eat plants. Then you probably don't have any plants anyway, but it could be an issue.
And then I think the last one on the list is Christmas cactus.
Yeah, zygocactus, Christmas cactus, just a succulent that tends to color up this time of year. They're really neat because they live. There are people I know that have them that are several generations old. They've been handed down from generation to generation, and they're very hardy. They do well indoors with good bright light. They do well on a shaded patio. They're easy to care for. They don't need much care, and they're a beautiful flowering plant for this. And they flower, you know, all through the winter and into the spring even. So that's a neat, if you're looking for something a little different, it's very southwestern looking as well. So that's a great idea as a gift plant because it's a lot easier to take care of and will last a long time.
And is that something you need to put on a windowsill? Does it need light? Can you...
Needs moderately good light. Yeah. I mean, you know, you don't want to put it in the darkest room in the house. It needs relatively good light. Doesn't need a lot of water. Likes to get very dry between waterings. It is a succulent. So it'll bloom better if it's out in fairly bright light. And they have kind of a cycle. You can, you know, rest them after they're done blooming, putting them in a darker spot, letting them dry out, then bringing them back out, putting them in the light water, and they'll cycle back into color. Some little tricks you can play with them. But it's a great plant.
And that's the Christmas cactus. And you can pick those up at any local nursery, garden center.
Most local nurseries and garden centers will have them this time of year, yes.
All right. We got bottom of the hour news break. We can do a lot, but we can't stop the clock. The music signals are bottom of the hour. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. We also have a handful of texts, and then we'll get to our little special hero and horticultural segment coming up next.